Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says, spiritual empowerment is real empowerment. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasizes on research in traditional medicinal practices. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says, Atmanirbhar Bharat aims to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. And Nagaland government partners Vitamin Angels India to boost vitamin A supplementation coverage. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that working with the spirit of public welfare while rising above selfishness is a social expression of inner spirituality. She said, doing charity for the public good is one of the most important spiritual values. President Murmu was speaking at the national launch of Spiritual Empowerment for a Clean and Healthy Society at a function organized at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi by Brahma Kumaris. She said, holistic well-being is possible only on the basis of a healthy mentality. President Murmu further said, spiritual empowerment is real empowerment and spiritual values connect people of all religions to each. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India's traditional knowledge, thoughts, health and cultural vitality have always received global attention. He was speaking at the National Institute of Traditional Medicine in Belagavi today in Karnataka. He laid emphasis on research in traditional medicinal practices and prescriptions. Highlighting the importance of investments in research and development, he said India is poised to emerge as the epicenter of research globally. He noted that yoga, siddhi and other traditional knowledge from India have helped address challenges arising out of modern lifestyle. For the country to progress and prosper, he said, every individual, society and country must have healthy traits. Our next generation must benefit from traditional knowledge for which our generation must inculcate such knowledge in our daily life, Dhankar said. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision aims to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. Modi added, over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through direct benefit transfer. Highlighting the investigations by state machinery, he said, the aim of the government is based on zero tolerance and to ensure evidence-based action and not perception-based. The Prime Minister emphasized that nation first is at the center of the government's every decision. National Health Mission Nagaland and Vitamin Angels India has entered into a partnership to strengthen and expand nutrition interventions, specifically vitamin E supplementation, VAS, and deworming among children under 5 years of age. The project will use an implementation science approach and seek to increase demand and improve supply and delivery of vitamin A. A technical support group has been set up comprising key officials from both the parties. The demonstration pilot will be carried out across three districts, namely Dimapur, Newland and Chumukedima over 2024-25, while formative research phase for the pilot is set to begin by June or July. The central government recommends that children under 5 years receive 9 dosages of vitamin A supplements every 6 months. According to the National Family Health Survey 2019-21, about 46% of children aged 9 to 35 months received VAS in Nagaland as compared to about 71% at the All India level. Nagaland Police has appealed to all vehicle owners using UR or AF underplates to register the vehicles from the respective regional transport office to avoid inconvenience or fines. In a public information, it said vehicle owners should carry relevant documents issued by the transport office in case of UR or AF. Nagaland Police further cautioned that legal action would be initiated since such vehicles are not only in violation of the Motor Vehicles Act, but are also likely to be used to commit crimes. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. A 4-day capacity building training on meat production organized by the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, KEFRI, commenced today. District Livestock Development Officer Dr. Tsilise, in his keynote address, underlined Kefri as a potential region for livestock and poultry farming, given the suitable climatic conditions and abundant raw materials for feeds in the district, noting that the district produces good quantity of maize and other fodders. He said many wastelands which are unsuitable for agriculture purpose can also be used for cultivation of fodders or rearing stock. The 20th livestock census showed that meat produced within the district met only 50% of its needs, with the other half being imported. He highlighted non-availability of quality piglets at affordable price and procuring concentrated feeds from outside the district as some of the main constraints. To this, Dr. Tsilise suggested setting up pig breeding farms and feed processing plants at strategic locations in the district to achieve self-sufficiency in meat production. The Kotba Flying Squad team in Waka today conducted a raid on the sale of tobacco products in and around educational institutions. During the raid, 13 defaulters were penalized with fines, while tobacco products were seized from the shops and destroyed at the police station premises in the presence of all the squad members. The team was led by officer in charge Waka Police Station and included representatives from National Tobacco Control Program, District Administration, Lotha Students Union, Women Police Personnel. Shopkeepers were directed to comply with the Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Product Act and warned of legal action as per provisions of the law. Waka District Disaster Management Authority today met to review the monsoon preparedness for the district. Deputy Commissioner Waka, Ajit Kumar Ranjan, requested departments to monitor the drought conditions in their respective areas so as to ensure timely repair and maintenance in the event of any eventualities. He also directed the Department of NH and PWD Roads and Bridges to put in place necessary machineries for emergency. Ranjan further stressed clearing drainages and culverts at the earliest, noting that with the onset of monsoon, there is imminent floods, landslides and other kinds of disaster. He urged all departments to be prepared to tackle any eventualities. The meeting also reviewed the status and availability of food grains, fuel, LPG, medicines and other essential commodities. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the cyclonic storm Remal is likely to move north and northeastwards and gradually weaken further into a deep depression by night of today. The cyclonic storm over Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal moved slowly northwards with a speed of 5 km per hour during past 6 hours and lay centered in the afternoon over the same region. Following landfall of cyclonic storm Remal over coastal Bangladesh and adjoining coastal West Bengal, India Meteorological Department issued a red alert for heavy rains in Nagaland and the rest of the northeastern states tomorrow. The department forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Meanwhile, extremely heavy falls are predicted over Assam and Meghalaya. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu says, spiritual empowerment is real empowerment. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar emphasizes on research in traditional medicinal practices. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says, Atmanirbhar Bharat aims to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. And Nagaland government partners Vitamin Angels India to boost vitamin A supplementation coverage. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.